And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, Hardin County, Kentucky, 1809, who in 1858 delivered his famous House Divided speech, calling for the unification of the country, and he gained the support of Northern Republicans, saying, "A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free." And 2 years later, early in the morning on November the 7th, 1860, in Springfield, Illinois, Lincoln received word that he had become the 16th president of the United States. By the time he left for Washington, the country was in turmoil. 7 states had already seceded. There were many threats against Lincoln's life that had come to him in the mail. He bid farewell to Springfield before he boarded the train to Washington. He said, "To this place and the kindness of these people, I owe everything. I now leave, not knowing when or whether I may return." The train headed for Washington, and in Maryland, railroad executives hired the detective Alan Pinkerton to try to protect Lincoln. Lincoln did not travel with a security detail, but Pinkerton urged him to go into Washington earlier in the middle of the night, wearing a wool hat and a shawl, and he did. And on Good Friday, 1865, 5 days after Lee had surrendered to Grant and the war had ended, John Wilkes Booth crept into Lincoln's theater box and shot him in the back of the head. He was the first American president to die by assassination. It's the birthday of Charles Darwin, born in Shropshire, England, 1809, 22 years old when he set sail for Patagonia on a surveying expedition on the HMS Beagle, and explored the Galapagos Islands, islands spaced far enough apart that the animals on them had evolved over time into different species. And he published his book on the origin of species, 1859, the year before Lincoln was elected president. And it's the birthday of Judy Blume, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1938, author of "Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret," which came out in 1970 and became one of the most banned books in American schools. Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate entitled "Lincoln." "If it weren't for the photographs, you might think Aeschylus or Euripides had made him up, or that he was one of those biblical fellows tormented to the brink of what a soul can bear. But there he stands, long black coat, tall hat, half a beard, droopy eyes, ears large enough to serve several men, like the offspring of a midwife and a coroner, a tree impersonating a man. Alongside him, his generals seem daunted, anxious for the day they too will grow into men. Then there's that odd mix of joy and sorrow etched across his face, as when a joke hits a little too close to home. Given all that's gone on, Gettysburg, Antietam, both Bull Runs, 4 long years of war, more than 500,000 dead, a wife moaning on the balconies, a child in the grave, given all that, why hasn't his hair turned pure white?" A poem, "Lincoln," by David Shoemate from Kimonos in the Closet, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.